Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. As we start getting used to writing 2025, it's a time to think about how this fresh new year might unfold. There's something magical about the beginning of a new year. It often makes us reflect on the passage of time and the amazing innovations that have shaped our world. This moment of renewal always inspires me to look back on the trailblazers whose ingenuity built the foundation we stand on today. In this episode, we're going to celebrate a few of these visionaries who turned ideas into innovations that continue to impact our lives. First, we'll delve into the brilliant and tumultuous life of Nikola Tesla, whose revolutionary work on alternating current electricity lit up the modern world. Next, we'll honor Frederick Jones, whose mobile refrigeration system changed the way we transport and preserve our food, revolutionizing the logistics industry. Finally, we'll travel back to ancient China to explore the world's first earthquake detector, a marvel of engineering from nearly 2,000 years ago. So join me as we explore the stories of these remarkable individuals and draw inspiration from their creativity and determination. Let's forge ahead together, remembering the brilliant minds that paved the way for our bright future. All right, let's start our journey with Nikola Tesla, a name synonymous with innovation and electrical engineering. Born on July 10, 1856 in Smiljan, Croatia, Tesla's early years gave no indication of the wild, brilliant ride his life would become. Despite facing many hardships, Tesla went on to revolutionize the world with his work on alternating current, AC, electricity systems. Alternating current. It's such a fundamental part of our daily lives now. But it wasn't always the case. In the late 1800s, the debate over the best way to transmit electricity, alternating current versus direct current, was fierce. Tesla's work in developing AC systems allowed electricity to travel much greater distances efficiently, which was a monumental game changer. His AC system ultimately triumphed over Thomas Edison's direct current in what was famously known as the War of the Currents. The victory of AC technology paved the way for the massive and reliable electrical infrastructure that powers our homes and businesses today. But Tesla didn't stop there. He was a prolific inventor, holding roughly 300 patents by the end of his life. Tesla's innovations went beyond electrical systems. Imagine a world without wireless communication, induction motors, or even the dazzling Tesla coils with their dramatic electrical discharges. These inventions were all fruits of Tesla's genius. He even envisioned technologies like robotics, renewable energy, and interplanetary communication, many ideas that were far ahead of his time. Despite his brilliance, Tesla's life wasn't an easy one. Financial difficulties plagued him. Many of his ideas, although groundbreaking, were considered impractical or too advanced for their time, making it hard for him to secure consistent funding. One of the most notable conflicts he faced was with Guglielmo Marconi over the invention of the radio. Though Marconi received much of the credit and financial reward, it was Tesla's prior patents that laid the fundamental groundwork. It wasn't until 1943, the same year Tesla passed away, that the U.S. Supreme Court finally recognized his contributions to the technology of radio. In addition to financial woes, Tesla had his share of personal quirks, which only further added to his enigmatic persona. He developed an obsessive-compulsive disorder, became deeply fascinated by pigeons, and even spoke of ambitious projects like a death ray capable of ending wars. While the death ray never came to fruition, it symbolizes Tesla's endless imagination and illustrates how his ideas pushed the boundaries of conventional thought. Today, Tesla's legacy shines brightly through the many technological advancements he made possible. He is immortalized by the Tesla Electric Car Company, a nod to his contributions to energy and innovation. His work set the foundation for the electrical world we live in, serving as an everlasting inspiration for scientists, engineers, and dreamers alike. Tesla's story reminds us that visionary ideas can reshape the world, even if the path to bringing those ideas to life is fraught with challenges. So, as you flick on a light switch or recharge your devices, take a moment to think about Nikola Tesla, the brilliant mind whose innovation continues to light up our lives. And now, let's honor Frederick McKinley Jones, the man who kept our food fresh and revolutionized the refrigeration industry. His journey from humble beginnings to becoming one of the greatest inventors of the 20th century is nothing short of inspiring. Frederick Jones was born in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1893 and faced numerous challenges from a young age. Orphaned at 9 and leaving school after 8th grade, Jones worked as a janitor while harboring an insatiable curiosity for mechanics. He taught himself engineering principles by studying books and tinkering with discarded machines. By 20, he had earned an engineering license, a rare achievement for an African American in those times of systemic racial barriers. His love for innovation and problem-solving would soon cement his place in history. In the 1930s, the demand for fresh produce, dairy, and meat highlighted the limitations of traditional transport methods. Without reliable refrigeration, perishable goods often spoiled before they could reach markets far from their source. Farmers, businesses, and consumers all suffered from this inefficiency. Seeing an opportunity to solve a pervasive problem, Jones partnered with entrepreneur Joseph Numero and developed the first portable refrigeration unit. This groundbreaking invention, patented in 1938, allowed trucks to transport perishable goods over long distances without spoilage, fundamentally transforming the food logistics industry. Jones's mobile refrigeration unit wasn't just a milestone for food preservation, it proved to be a lifesaver during World War II. The U.S. military adopted his technology to preserve blood, medicine, and food on the battlefield. His portable cooling systems ensured that critical supplies reached soldiers in remote locations without spoiling, playing an essential role in wartime logistics. For his contributions, Jones became the first African American elected to the American Society of Refrigeration Engineers in 1944, a recognition of his monumental impact on the field. Not stopping there, Jones and Numero co-founded the Thermo King Corporation in 1938, a company dedicated to advancing refrigeration technology. Thermo King remains a leader in the industry to this day. Jones held over 60 patents, 40 of which were in refrigeration, but his innovations extended to other fields as well, including movie projection and sound systems. His diverse talents and relentless curiosity kept him at the forefront of mechanical innovation. The mobile refrigeration unit did more than just preserve food. It democratized access to fresh produce, dairy, and meats across the nation. It revolutionized farming and shipping by enabling growers to reach both national and international markets. Today, it's hard to imagine a world without the convenience of refrigerated transports, a world where fresh produce wasn't available year-round. Frederick Jones's ingenuity not only changed the food industry, but also enhanced the quality of life for countless people. Let's now journey back to ancient China and meet Zhang Heng, a brilliant polymath who created an invention that was hundreds of years ahead of its time, the world's first earthquake detector. Known as the seismoscope, this device was invented in 132 AD and remains a marvel of engineering even by today's standards. Zhang Heng was a renowned mathematician, astronomer, and engineer. He created the seismoscope to address a vital need, tracking earthquakes across China's vast territories. The bronze device was shaped like a large vase and beautifully decorated with 8 dragons positioned around its surface, each holding a metal ball in its mouth. Below each dragon, there was a bronze frog with an open mouth ready to catch the ball. When an earthquake occurred, the internal mechanism, likely involving a suspended pendulum, would detect the tremors. The dragon in the direction of the earthquake would release its metal ball into the corresponding frog's mouth, producing an audible sound and indicating where the earthquake had struck. This ingenious design allowed even those in distant locations, who couldn't feel the tremors, to become aware of seismic activity. Zhang Heng's seismoscope made history in 134 AD when it detected an earthquake 400 miles away from the capital, Luoyang. Initially, skeptics dismissed the alert since no tremors were felt in the city. However, days later, messengers confirmed a disaster in a distant region, validating the device's accuracy. This early warning system was a breakthrough, providing ancient China with a means to respond more effectively to earthquakes and organize aid for affected areas. But Zhang Heng's work didn't stop at the seismoscope. He made significant advancements in numerous fields. As an astronomer, he created detailed star maps and improved celestial models. He also developed precise water clocks and made strides in calculating pi, showcasing his extraordinary versatility as a scholar. Zhang Heng was a true Renaissance man, centuries before the Renaissance. Though the original seismoscope has been lost to history, replicas based on ancient descriptions allow us to marvel at its design and functionality today. These recreations highlight the innovative techniques Zhang Heng used to detect earthquakes, demonstrating humanity's enduring quest to understand and harness the forces of nature. Zhang Heng's legacy is a testament to human ingenuity and the timeless desire to push the boundaries of what is possible. His contributions to science and technology remind us that the pursuit of knowledge and innovation stretches across centuries and cultures, forever shaping the world we live in. So next time you hear about a technological marvel, think back to Zhang Heng and his seismoscope, a true marvel of ancient engineering that set the stage for what was to come. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the theme of this week's podcast with some whispers of wisdom from the past. Henry Stanley Haskin once said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." Another quote that aligns well with our discussion this week is, "Vision without action is merely a dream." Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world. These sage words come from Joel A. Barker. And now, dear listener, I'd love to hear from you. Which invention or innovator has had the greatest impact or inspiration on your life? Please drop me a note at news@janembell.com. I look forward to reading your messages. I'd like to thank L. W. for writing in response to last week's Your Turn question with, "Life is too precious to dwell on the past, but onto the future." I'd also like to thank Dr. S. for your encouraging remarks regarding my blog. Thank you so much for writing in. Your letters always make my day. Now let's turn our focus to some awesome reading recommendations and exciting announcements. If you've been craving a gripping psychological thriller, check out Yesteryear's Ruin. This mesmerizing tale of love, despair, and the quest for redemption is available for free download when you sign up for my weekly blog. This story dives into the essence of human resilience in the face of unimaginable loss. Don't miss your chance to add this title to your ebook collection. Yesteryear's Echo is the first in a heart-pounding series where history and madness collide. The story is the sequel to Yesteryear's Ruin. As Bauer digs deeper into the dark mystery, he uncovers disturbing truths about his family's involvement and a cryptic project known as Case 47. Bauer finds himself and his family showing strange and unexplainable symptoms, which thrusts him into a race against time. It's a roller coaster that will keep you questioning what's real until the very last page. If you enjoyed The Silent Patient and Shutter Island, Yesteryear's Echo will be right up your alley. For our younger listeners or those young at heart, Mystery at Sea Edge, A Monterey Adventure is a delightful historical mystery. Aimed at fourth grade level readers, this book follows siblings Wick, Rindy, and their cousin Les as they navigate personal prejudices and uncover clues from a mysterious figure in the fog to a golden locket. Set in Monterey, California, this adventure is both educational and engaging, making it a perfect addition to any child's reading list. Also, I encourage you to check out the following books from my fellow indie authors. Ava Raimi FBI Mystery Thriller, 4-book series, by Axel Blaze, Cloaked Legends, The Patriarch by S. Bingham Mother to Elephants, The Story of Daphne Sheldrick by R. G. De Rouen, and finally Frontier Justice, a Danny Coogan mystery, Frontier Series Book 1, by Michael Cardwell. Also, I'm currently participating in a New Beginning for a New Year book promotion. Get these books soon as this promotion ends February 6th. All the links to books mentioned in this week's podcast can be found in the show notes. We've traveled through time today, celebrating the incredible contributions of Nikola Tesla, Frederick Jones, and Zhang Heng to our modern world. Tesla's revolutionary work on alternating current electricity illuminated the globe, while Jones's mobile refrigeration system transformed food preservation and logistics. Meanwhile, Zhang Heng's ancient seismoscope demonstrated the beginning of humanity's quest to understand natural forces. Their stories remind us of the power of creativity, determination, and innovation. These trailblazers faced numerous challenges, yet their visions reshaped our world. So, as you go about your daily life, take a moment to honor their legacies. For more information on today's topics, don't forget to check the show notes. Keep exploring, keep seeking inspiration from the past, and remember that every great invention starts with a spark. Thank you for joining me on this journey through history. This has been the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, and I'm your host, Jane M. Bell. Until next time, keep questioning, keep reading, and above all, keep the past alive.